I want to thank Benny. This is his normal slot where he gives his shiur in Hebrew, but we told him he has to speak in English today. And we shortened the shiur a little bit, but he's going to, of course, many of you were at his very long, wonderful series a few years ago on Sefer Tehillim in English, and now he's going to talk about Sefer Tehillim, Torah study in Sefer Tehillim. Bakasha Rav Benny, you can get started.
Thank you, Rabbi Jay. Good evening, everybody. It's always a pleasure to see Rabbi Jay, how you are teaching B'chol Atar V'Atar, Rabbanan di B'chol Atar V'Atar. And I can't stop wishing you continuous Hatzlacha with everything you are doing. B'Hatzlacha Rabba. I'm teaching Tehillim and I'm working on Tehillim and I want to make progress on Tehillim. So when I get the honor from Rabbi Jay to teach at the Bikurim Shavuot, a seminar, I ask him, is it okay that I take something from Tehillim, which is related to Limud Torah? And thank you very much for agreeing. And I focus on that. Actually, I gave in the series on the Shiurim, which I will show in a moment. There are three different Shiurim on this topic. But I think before we start learning the text, I feel strongly during these challenging days for Am Yisrael, for the soldiers, for the Otef Aza in the north, it's very important to realize what our values are and what other values are which kill and the other values which bring us to life, Torah Chaim. And I want to stick to our values, and I think that learning Tehillim on Limud Torah on Shavuot is most appropriate to learn who we are, what we want, and what our tasks are, what our mitzvot are to fulfill. So I want to show in Sefer Tehillim something very unique. The overall, whoever knows my approach, and it's on the lecture, it's on the website and by Rabbi Jay and my own website. The whole book is a book. King David was born and died on Shavuot. Rav Goren, in one of his wonderful essays, says, why Rav Goren? Nobody knows when David was really born and when he died, but King David represents in his personality a lot of Eretz Yisrael. You bring the Bikurim, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you apply whatever you learned, and he fulfills whatever the Torah wants us to fulfill, he fulfills it. That's a very interesting idea about Rav Shlomo Goren, and I think it's very much appropriate not only that the Torah was given, we have here a personality who represents the teaching of the Torah. So what I want to do today is to look at three different mizmorim. And for that, we need a big time bird's view, if not a satellite view. And I want to give a very, very general overview on Sefer Tehillim, the concept. I will explain the structure and the narrative of the entire book. That's the main chinush. That's the main chidush, the great innovation. And I want to show it afterwards how Mizmor 1, talking about the Torah, Mizmor 112, talking about the Torah, and Mizmor 119, talking about the Torah, with exactly the same opening and the same ending, how they fit, based on this overview, how they fit beautifully in the story and teach us actually what I believe is the growth of a Talmid Chacham, the growth of a Torah dedicated person like King David. If we look at the structure of the book, we go through a development through the book like a bibliotherapeutic process, beginning 1-2, 112, 119, and there is a major growth to it. And at the end, I want to show you how these three different types of Torah experiences, how they fit amazingly well to the teaching of Rav Soloveitchik. And I love the teachings of Rav Soloveitchik. And it happens that our son asked me before 7 years ago, when I was just learning about that, he asked me, Bo nilmad mashu, let's learn something for Shavuot. I said, great, what do you want to learn? So he had a very clear answer, not Tehillim. Okay, what do you want to learn? Rav Soloveitchik. And you won't believe it. We studied a section in Rav Soloveitchik, which is exactly, perfectly what I learned in Tehillim. So I was very thankful that our son found that by B'mikre, B'siyata D'shmaya, And there is an overlap. I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik didn't learn this way. I can't believe that he didn't learn that he learned Sefer Tehillim in this overview. And I don't think that David HaMelech, he learned Rav Soloveitchik. But great minds think alike. And we have here a wonderful insight, which I get very excited to present it here. So we take an overview from above. And I want to show you first the structure of the book. And afterwards, we go to Mizmor 1, 112, 119. I will make it all very short. And on the website, the lectures have numbers. And you will find there, it's actually like coming back to the, if somebody wants to get this overview, I recommend to go back to these three lectures or the rest of the course. And this way, it will get a very good overview. The main chidush that I'm trying to show in my Tehillim research is that the book Sefer Tehillim is Sefer. It's that easy. If the book Tehillim is called the book, so in Hebrew, it is a Sefer. A Sefer has a sipur, has a story, and the Sefer has misparim, numbers. And that is an amazing insight, which keeps me addicted to this learning, and it's getting worse, Baruch Hashem. It's getting more acute, Baruch Hashem, and it's highly progressive. And I see wonderful insights when I do it 10 times and 100 times. I reveal things which I didn't think when I started my studies, and that's what I want to share with you today. The five books, like the five books of the Torah, are dedicated, the first two, mostly having the headings LeDavid. In the second book, mostly the majority is David, and here it says Kolut Filot David Ben Ishai. So that reflects his life during his lifetime. But if afterwards there are still, after it says it's the end of all the Tfilot of David, Tehillim 72, the end. He appears in one chapter in the third book, 86. He appears in two chapters in the fourth book, and in the fifth book in 3, 4, and 8 chapters. It's like a comeback of King David. It's built beautifully. Tehillim describe his teaching of David and his political career. And it is surrounded by the priests, by the Levim, sorry, Bnei Korach, Asaf, 12 of them. And when it comes to the worst situation of the Churban, afterwards Moshe is praying and brings Am Yisrael in the time of the second temple period, Bimei Bayit Sheni, back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the overview of the book. And that's a big, big insight, which deserves the study of 150 books. And that is the overview. And that is a huge chidush. The big benefit from the lecture today is not from the time I'm talking, it's from the time that you will check afterwards. You will read these chapters or the entire book or these selected three mizmorim, and you will see how beautifully there is a development which fits exactly to this structure. Because we have at the beginning Limud Torah, we have here almost, not almost, a very similar mizmor. And I will show that in a moment. And here we have another very, very long mizmor. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's chapter 119, which hopefully in this shiur will undergo a chiyat hametim, because this chapter is said only at the funeral and at the yotzeit, when you say otiyot neshama. I never met somebody who has a first name which is exactly the aleph bet. Because would there be somebody who has a name which is, I tried to find the name of Gut and so on. If you would read the entire book, at the entire 119, you would see the story. There is a beautiful story. But if you pick up only the Otiyot Neshama or the letters of the name, you will never see it. So it needs really serious study. So I will give her only a very general overview. As I said, it's dedicated to the Chayalim, that our tefillot are with them, and everybody who is in need, who is wounded, and Rahmana Litzlam, the Korbanot. That's the structure of the 30 lectures. And here are the three lectures I'm referring to. Lecture 1, 24, and 26, which talk about these three mizmorim. And I will read it transverse. I will just pick up this mizmor and this mizmor and this mizmor. And I want to show you why. Only if one has a good understanding, insight, that the book is a book, you will see, hello, these three mizmorim, they are in a dialogue. They talk to each other. And if you read them one side the next, one after the other, you will see that where the first one stopped, 112 continues. Exactly. And you will see a lot of similarities. And that is an amazing insight, which is, it's true. You need to learn the entire book and to get the overall idea. And afterwards you see, wow, that's interesting. On top, on a big, big, big building, you can see something which now we understand. So I want to encourage you, even if not everybody has the full knowledge of the 150 mizmorim, which I recommend to learn. It is a wonderful insight, but might be by having an insight, get a taste of these three mizmorim, you will actually see how beautifully it works, at least for these three mizmorim. And here is the handout, which I sent just 3 minutes before the shul started. I came home late, sorry for that. And here we have, without going into details, we will look at this handout, at this slide very carefully. The first mizmor starts.
Jenny, do you mind making it a little bigger? Like it's a little bit small on the screen.
Yeah, sorry, I should have known that you will ask that.
That's okay.
I alone very yeah, hard.
That's much better. Thank you.
I hope it's better now. Okay.
Yeah. Better. Much
now,
better.
If you look at it, I don't know if everybody is familiar with the Hebrew, but let's say you are not. It's the same word. Chapter 1 and chapter 112 start with Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the person, the man. And 112 starts, Hallelujah. Ashrei Ha'ish, Yaret Hashem. That's the beginning. 119 starts with Ashrei, Ashrei, and it talks about those who keep the Torah. We will look at that in a moment. The ending of chapter 1 is Reshaim Toved. It appears only twice in the Bible. No, in Tehilim. Reshaim Toved. The position of chapter 1's ending, Ki yodeh Adonai derech tzadikim v'derech reshaim toved, is at the very, very, very end of the mizmor. So it is an inclusion. And 112 starts with Ashrei Ish, Hallelujah, Ashrei Ish, Yireh Hashem, and it ends with Rasha Yireh v'chaas, Shinav Yachrok v'namas, Ta'avat reshaim toved. So they talk to each other. It's the same misgeret, inclusion. Interestingly enough, that 119, who is much longer and has his own world, on 119, I got 5 PhDs from very, very, very experienced and knowledgeable professors. They shared with me the PhD thesis of their students. They worked on it for 7 years. I read some of them. It's amazing to see how much knowledge you can get out of 119. We won't do that. There are 2 lectures where you can learn about, but I want to point out something very interesting. 119, who has a totally different flow and size and 8 times Aleph Bet, starts with Ashrei Ish and ends with the same term of Oved. Ta'iti kese Oved, bakesh avdecha, ki mitzvotecha lo shachachti. I was Rabbi Jay, can you translate? Ta'iti kase oved, ki mitzvotecha lo shachachti.
You want me to translate, really? Okay.
Please.
I was lost like a sheep, seeking your servant, because I did, but I did not, I would say the key here is but, by that, and not forget your mitzvot.
So it's the term oved, which appears here and here. It's another context. We have the same inclusion here, here, literally the same, with a little difference. Here it is Ha'ish, the man, the person. In 112, it is very meaningfully, Hallelujah, Ashrei Ish, who is fearing God, respecting God, Yaret Hashem. We'll talk about it in a moment. So that is the similarity. And you see that chapter 1 has Ashrei lo halach uvederech hatayim lo amad ki im betorat Hashem. This combination of these four terms appear only twice. In 119, it is like an imitation of it. Chikui. It's trying to do a relecture, to read it again, what we had at the beginning, but in a different context. It sounds like the person who is looking for Torah is growing, is undergoing a development from chapter 1 to 112 to 119. We will talk about it in a moment. We have in 112 a perfect, amazing Aleph Bet. In chapter 112 and 111, there are twin Mizmorim. Mizmorim Teumim, that's a term created by a German scholar, Keller, Wilhelm Keller, and he said that that there are twin Zwillingspsalmen who are really like two twins. And we will see that in the moment. In a moment. What is this? I'm now talking only on very structural, formalistic observations. 119, the biggest Mizmor, has eight psukim, eight verses for each letter, making it eight lines for Aleph, eight for Bet, altogether 22 times 8 is 176. A beautiful structure, which is Aleph Bet times 8. There is no other chapter in the Bible where the Aleph Bet is perfectly with no mistake or with no deviation. We have Tehillah LeDavid, the missing Nun, and so on. So these are very, very, very corresponding. That was the observation on a very formalistic, structural level. Now let's take a look at each Mizmor in the time that we have, and I will make it short. Chapter 1 and 2 is the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim. What does the book expect from the reader, or how does the book invite the reader to come into this beautiful palace called Tehillim? And there are two Mizmorim. They are strongly related. I will not give you the full shiur on chapter 1. I will take it right away to chapter 1 and 2. And we have very clear structural connections that chapter 1 starts with Ashrei. Chapter 2 ends with Ashrei. Chapter 1 has in the second line, V'torato yehege yomam v'layla. The person who is seeking the Torah, he is thinking, reflecting, meditation in the Torah day and night. But the enemies, lama rakshu goyim uleumim yehegu rik. The enemies which fight against Am Yisrael, why do they think about useless things, about the behavior of enemies against Am Yisrael? Yehegu here is a contradictory connection to the Yehege here. At the end of chapter 1 it says, Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech reshaim tovet. And here it says, v'tovdu derech. What are these two Mizmorim talking about? Chazal understood, every Mizmor, says the Gemara, which was very in big favor, David HaMelech was in big favor with it, Chavival David, he loved it, and particularly, he started it with Ashrei and ended it with Ashrei. There is no other example in Tehillim where it begins and ends with Ashrei. Rav Kook had a beautiful explanation that that is exactly what happiness is, Osher and Ashrei, if you combine your studying of Torah with the interest of the Jewish people in Zion, against enemies and building there at Malchut Israel. That's chapter 2. We don't have the time to read it. That is a classical interpretation by Rav Kook on the Gemara. Why these two Mizmorim are so important and they represent the happiness. You combine Limud Torah learning of the Torah with the reality of the Jewish people, the political situation, a master insight by the Gemara and by the Rav Kook. And here we have this insight. If we think about these two Mizmorim at the very beginning, it's actually very simple. The first chapter talks about Ashrei HaIsh, who is not following the Rasha'im, and who is not following the sinners, and not those who make jokes all day long. He wants the Torah. It's his choice of learning. It's his decision, his initiative. That is chapter one. The first step that one has to do in Limud Torah, at the very, very beginning of Sefer Tehillim, to show interest. No interest, it's all useless. If you don't show the interest, nothing will work. If you have the interest, you pass right away to gate into the palace. And that corresponds on the individual level, what Am Yisrael is doing on a national level. That's the beginning of chapter 1 and 2 as an opening to Tehillim. If the Gemara says it is a special unit which David HaMelech loved, the contextual interpretation says it's much more. It's the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim. Now comes the second example. 111 and 112. These are also twins, super twins. And I want to show you how similar it is and how different it is. Once, if somebody has a good overview and insight of the overall structure, it needs special skills to compare from very, very different places and to show how they have an internal dialogue, these Mizmorim. We showed here the similarity, which I copied in here again. And I want to show you, if here the issue was, I make a decision, it's my initiative, it's my choice, to do that, to learn Torah, the second chapter, the 112, has a totally different music. The tune is different. It has an imitation of God. And if you look at the Mizmor here, without going into details, we see something very unique. Perfect artistic structure. It begins with Hallelujah and Hallelujah. It has an Aleph Bet from here to Pasuk 10. In each pasuk are two letters, and the last two have three. It's exactly the same here. And if you decide to sit for an hour and to put colors to these two Mizmorim and to learn what is written there, the first one describes Hashem. Who is God? What are his features? How do we recognize Hashem? 112 explains, how do we recognize the tzaddik? It means, let me show how it looks in color. It looks like that. Exactly the same terms appear, and some of them only here.
Ben, I'm going to ask you to make it bigger again. You know, some.
I knew that.
I didn't ask everyone, but okay. This one, there's so much.
Yes, like, you're right.
Okay.
Now it's too big. A wonderful, wonderful comparison. And please pay attention that Hashem has the description, Zecher asah leniflotav, chanun v'rachum Hashem. God made for his miracles. He made signs, and he has mercy, over people. Chanun v'rachum. The tzaddik has also good features as a human being. Zarach b'choshech ol ha'isharim, chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. The tzadik follows exactly the example, the role model of Hashem. It's called imitation of God, imitatio Dei, the classical term of lehidavek bidrachav. The Gemara says it, heve domelo, mahu chanun v'rachum, af ata chanun v'rachum. So what do we have here? We have here the term Ashrei Ish, Yaret Hashem. That's not a normal human being like in Mizmor Aleph. It is the Ish who is strongly connected to Yirat Hashem. Because at the very end of the previous Mizmor, it says, Reshit Chochma, Yirat Hashem. So if recognizing Hashem means to have a Yirat Hashem, a respect to God, the starting point of 112 is different than the starting point of 1. In Mizmor 1, he makes the first step and he gets there. In 112, he follows the Yirat Hashem, therefore he is not called Ashrei Ha'ish. He is called Ashrei Ish Yaret Hashem. It makes a lot of sense. And he does in his life what Hashem did to Am Yisrael for in the life, in the history of Am Yisrael. What a wonderful concept. If somebody has a feature of a tzaddik, he has a wonderful example, Hashem. Whatever Hashem did, you do to your fellow men. That's a totally different understanding of Limud Torah or of religious experience. It means I have an example, a divine example, and I try to apply what he did, the way Hashem created the world, to my fellow men, to my neighbors, to everybody. And I try to make an impact because I'm the shaliach of Hashem. He starts with a strong religious belief system. Hashem is there, I'm here, and we work kivyachol together. We are twins. Kivyachol. Twin psalms. And that's the example. We are twins. We follow together. Whatever Hashem did, v'tzidkato omedet la'ad, I will try to do the same. He is rachum chanun v'rachum Hashem, I will try to do the same. That's an amazing new insight of a religious experience. Totally different, very similar, but totally different than chapter 1. And here we have a lot of examples. I want to jump now to 119. And 119 is a world, is a huge world. 119 is so boring if you don't understand it, and it's so fascinating if you look at everything. And I remember a good friend of mine, you know, when I made tshuva at the age of 18, beforehand, whatever I saw from Limud Torah, it was so boring. But once I get exposed to it and I started to learn, it was so fascinating. And I think whatever somebody might say about Limud Torah and Baal Teshuva altogether is true for chapter 119. The experience is repetitive. It's the same. But if you have to take a closer look, it needs a lot of work and insights. It is so fascinating, the growth over 119. And here I show you the fifth book, which I will not explain. But the fifth book is actually the revival of Am Yisrael when they come back to Tzion, Shivat Tzion. Shivat Tzion, the return to Tzion, is mentioned only once in the Bible, in Tehilim, Shir HaMa'alot, B'Shuv Hashem Shivat Tzion, 126. And here we see that there are units of Hallel, and surrounded the unit of Hallel, we have these two chapters of 112 and 119. So if we talk about the Hallel HaMitzri, which we used to say, or the Chagim and Rosh Chodesh, they are surrounded by 112 and 119. 112 is the short version. God and I try to imitate him. And 119 is the longer version, where I enjoy the Limud Torah, where I experience it in a very deep, detailed level, very, very, very long, the longest chapter in the Bible, the longest, it's actually 22 small chapters, and I'm related to people. I'm related to Ohavei Toratecha. It's not the time to teach the entire 119, but if you look at the structure of the different themes at the beginning, it's very, very easy. That's the entire text. Impossible to read on one slide. Rabbi J, you even didn't tell me I should make it bigger. It wouldn't help. So you see, even if you don't say it, Gam Torah. But what we see here, that the structure is very good. It has an opening, it has a turning point, and it has an end. And if we look at it, here it is actually summarized. You can read it here. It's like the journey of Sefer Tehillim. That's the way one starts, the praise of God and those who follow its path. The poet learns Torah from God and rejoices in it, and he moves. That's a beautiful analysis, which I found in many research work. It's worthwhile to learn it. It's like 22 chapters. And in the middle, instead of being threatened by the enemies and the danger, he learns to build up his trust. And he turns everything around because he feels the inner strength. And at the end, he is excited to engage others in Limud Torah, and he talks about Ahavat HaTorah. I cannot show more than what I show you here a little bit. At the beginning, he talks about Geula, redemption. This word doesn't show up here. Here he talks about peace of all those who love the Torah. They will be successful. Ohavei Torahtecha, others, does not appear here. But the term of Ahavat HaTorah is from here, Ma Ahavti Torahtecha. And there are many terms which you see appear along the entire book, the entire chapter, 119, and some only at the end. In the lecture on 119, you will find more details. What do we have here? What we have here is the personal growth, the inner religious experience which develops in 119 on the beginning of the search, Ot Aleph and Bet, and a search with a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges. And in Kaf Lamed, a perfect structure. Yes, it's true. These are German researchers and German professors and German students. Everything for them needs to have a structure. But there is an excellent English paper by a scholar called Markus Nodlow. I missed the L here. And he has a wonderful paper on the structure of 119 in English. And if you can't find it, I'm happy to share it with you. And he shows something fascinating, that 119 is exactly the structure in one chapter of entire Tehillim. Because Ashrei Ashrei at the beginning of 119 is Ashrei and Ashrei of the beginning of the book. At the end, Ot Taf, it talks about Sheva Vayom Hilalticha, Tabana Sefatai Tehila, Tehi Nafshi Utahalleleka. The term Hallel appears in the entire chapter 119 only three times at the end. At the end of the book, we have all the Hallelujah collections. So the book is a miniature of the entire, 119 is a miniature of the entire Sefer Tehillim. In the middle, at the letter of Kaf and Lamed, we have the term of Kalta, Kalu, Kiluni, Le'olam, and Tichle. And in the middle of the book, it's chapter 73, we have the same term in two psukim, Kala, Le'olam, Yovedu, and he elaborates that beautifully, Markus Nodlow, and shows how his Torah experience is actually the experience of the entire book. This is quite a masterpiece to look at 119 in the context of the entire book. And everything is in his Limud Torah is summarized very, very shortly and in condensed form. Very boring if one doesn't understand it. Very fascinating if one does. So what do we have here? We have, and now I will come to the elaboration by Rav Soloveitchik. And I will show the way I see it on Mizmor 1, 112 and 119, which have the same beginning and the same end. At the beginning of the book, here, the first step, sorry, that's now from right to left. At the very beginning of the book, we enter the palace of Tehillim. We come with our initiative. We have to learn. We have to understand. We have to think about it. We do not change our environment. We just need to build our own learning in Torah. 112, once Am Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and that is the return from the exile, 112, the same challenge which one learned in the Cheder, and there are many good stories about people who survived the Holocaust, who came from the East, from the Cheder, once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to apply it to make tzedakah, to take care of the family, to build the Torah. If you look at 112, as much as it is very similar to 1, it has not only meditation in the first step, it has here tried to be like God, imitation of God, and make an impact on your family, build the family, and of your surrounding. And once you come back with the Hallelujah, you can get much deeper into the learning, and with the Shirei HaMa'alot, you can build a nation of deeply connected people to the Torah, which had deep, deep sources, and a deep a religious experience, 119, a long experience, which includes the entire world of Tehillim and the Torah, and the Talmid Chacham builds himself up to another level. And that is a wonderful insight, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik says in a totally different context. I didn't bring the text, which is in English and in, of course, in English and Hebrew. If that is the summary, which I have also in English, it corresponds exactly. Rav Soloveitchik talks about that in different places in his writings, and Rabbi Reuven Ziegler, a wonderful researcher and a scholar of Rav Soloveitchik's teaching, he has in his analysis, so some of them are online, an analysis. At the beginning, it is the halacha, ish ha-halacha. He learns Torah. If you don't learn, you don't understand, you're not part of it. You learn. And it's a deep learning, but you make the first step to learn it. And that's the way that Rav Soloveitchik describes it also in his chapter Uvikashtem Misham. Afterwards, he has, at the beginning, it's the confidence he needs to learn. His efforts to find the absolute clash with God's command. Afterwards, it is love. It is lehidamot lebo'o, resemblance to God. Rav Soloveitchik, it's Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Bet. It's the twin psalm. It's exactly the same. And afterwards, once you are deeply there as a servant, at the end, it is the total devotion to God. And it is a haloch vashov. It's an interaction. In Kuf Yud Tet, in 119, the writer of Tehillim, he talks about the Torah, but he talks to God. It's his vis-a-vis, it's his rendezvous with Hashem, that the learning builds up his life, and the learning brings him together with Hashem. So it is the same line, but at different places, it comes to another level. That's what I summarized here, how it fits beautifully the structure. And what I want to say as a summary, I was told not to keep it the shiur as long as usually the shiurim, so I want to summarize it. We have here, methodologically, an amazing example that we learned the entire book, which is a task for several years. We look at three different chapters, which are so similar, and we recognize the similarity, and we learn each of them, and we recognize the differences, and now we put them together, and we tell a story. That's the growth of a Talmid Chacham. His own efforts, strongly oriented in chapter 1 and 2, his own desire, but always connected what's going on in his surrounding. Perek Bet, what's going on with the Jewish people? What's going on with the situation with enemies? It is something that has to define his own identity, both religiously and on a national level. That's chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 111 and 112, he is not finding his own way as part of Am Yisrael. He is defining himself as a twin of Hashem. What Hashem did, I do. And I get closer, I enter a partnership of a twin, of a representative in 112. Same words. And only later on, back in Eretz Yisrael, the learning comes to a very, very deep level, from Aleph to Tav, and he has a deep religious experience, rich, which continues afterwards, in the Shirei HaMa'alot, which is part of Shavuot, that this way we come back to Eretz Yisrael, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beit Hashem Nelech. These three units are not just one next to the other. They are at very clearly defined strategic locations in Sefer Tehillim, because once you understand the entire book, you understand why this event happens each at another level. As I said at the beginning, I strongly feel that, first of all, it's a fascinating intellectual insight for me. Every time I think about it and read it, I cannot stop my enthusiasm. I'm even not trying how beautifully it works. But if you think that it's actually a guidance of learning Torah and growing in the Limud Torah, that is an amazing insight, and it's all part of Sefer Tehillim. And as I said, in 119, there is a pasuk, Paflu alai sheker zeidim. The enemies said bad things about me, but I got stronger in Limud Torah. And Rabbi Twersky said very beautifully, the more you are attacked by enemies against the Torah, the stronger you get connected to it. And I feel these days we should find our sources and redefine them and hopefully find strength and the nechama and energy to continue in the sense of Sefer Tehillim. And that's what I wanted to present to you today. I'm aware it was from a bird's view or from a helicopter view. I think the term is a satellite view, because I looked at the entire book from Tehillim from far away, and those not familiar with it might have encountered difficulties. But those who are interested to learn more, just read the book, and you will see how beautifully, I think so, it fits into it. Are there any easy questions?
We were actually back to Pesach, because Pesach means Torah. Meir Soloveitchik translates Pesach as hovering. Not a bird's eye view, but a hovering view.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbeinu, thank you. Listen, I put the link for all of the 30 lectures if you want to listen. You gave the series a few years back. And now, when's your next book coming out on Tehillim? I know you put out a little bit, but what's the schedule? You don't know.
So, I'm telling you, interesting that you ask. I just thought about it a lot over the last... I work on that now for 10 years and enjoy it tremendously, but it's time to get it out. But I have a hard time because I learn new things.
Right,
so what I'm trying to do is to put these things online, and that is actually an appendix to chapter... Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
It's actually a chapter. It's actually a chapter which I finished to write some 6 years ago, and I feel that I should put it online slowly, and I'm not yet there to publish it as a book. And I intend to put these units online, which are ready. I will change them 10 times. And this way I can get feedback from people who are interested with a critical eye. And that will help me to make progress. So that was my change. And as I told many times, once I stop printing and preparing big handouts, I will fulfill what it says in Tehillim, Az Yirannenu Kol Atzei Ya'ar. All trees in the forest will be very happy. I stopped printing, and it's all online. It's much easier to share it with others and to invite people. What I presented today, it took me much more than 6 months, not full time, but to look at it and review and to read these mizmorim in analogy. And those researchers who worked on it, I think together some 30 years research, all these five students, they compared it critically, scientifically, historically, but I had the honor to read it in German and English and to see, wow, are you blind? Don't you see it? So to do all these readings, I will not finish it in the next year. What do you think about the idea, Rabbi J, that I put it online in Hebrew and you will translate it to English?
No, I ain't too busy for that. First of all, my Hebrew's not good enough. I mean, Hebrew's okay, but no way. There are professional translators out there who do this kind of stuff and whatever. But I also don't know Tehillim well enough. Like you know, even when you translate, you really have to know the subject. But I don't know what this board is going on here. But okay, I'm gonna. We'll go back.
I want to invite whatever I try to present today in a very, very general overview, high level. If you read it next to each other, I shared with you the lecture, the handout the lecture has handouts. And if you read the Mizmorim and open your own Bible, your own Sefer Tehillim, you will see it jumps in your eyes. It jumps in your eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. I don't know why the board is like this. I have no idea. But
you're getting a whiteboard from Zmira Cohen.
I know. I don't know how that happens. Because
anyway, whatever. It's
they're not Cohen. They're not. They shouldn't be able to share. I have no idea. But okay.
Fascinating.
Anyway,
thank you.
I want to thank everybody. And okay, it's a day still young a little bit, but really I think a wonderful day of learning. And thank you, Benny, of course. Next week, Benny will be back B'Vrit. B'Sha'achat. And then we'll have
thank you very much for a wonderful program.
Yeah. Thank you, Rabbi Amos.
Thank you, Rabbi J. Thank you.
Very inspiring. Thank you.
I want to thank the Amos again, and everybody should be well, and we should hear good news. It's
Amen. Kenny Otson.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And tomorrow, Mark Angel, and continuing a series on Shavuot. That'll be tomorrow at 10 a.m. and Mark Shapiro at 8:30 p.m. And Tuesday is Rabbi Shulman. All our regular shurim this week, of course. And look forward to learning. And please invite a friend to come. Oh, there we go. I don't know what happened exactly, but we're back. And okay. Thank you for joining Yemei Yun. And we'll see you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.